You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Oh, good morning, everybody, at 5 minutes after 5 o'clock. Talk Radio 570 KVI. Boy, yesterday was an outstandingly beautiful day. Today, maybe not as much, but still going to be pretty good. Welcome, everybody. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Lines open, of course, 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. What do you think I'm going to open up the show with today, Philip J. Vandervoort III?
I've got a pretty good idea. I think it's going to be stuff related to the Boston bombing, unless you're going to throw me a curveball.
Oh, look out. Here comes a knuckleball coming your way. I'm definitely going to be talking about some updates.
Going to go EFA's pitch on me?
I'm going rogue. Yes, we got several updates, several different angles on the Boston Marathon bombing bombers and the media coverage of it, and we'll be getting to those. And a controversy in Philadelphia, a couple devoutly religious who sought prayer but wouldn't call the doctor when their child got sick and died. This is the second child they lost by not calling the doctor. They're in legal hot water. No. I don't know if you saw this. This should be page one headlines all over the place.
Maybe I did miss this.
I'll just read the headline.
Tell
in,
me.
In Politico. And Politico, as you know, is not a conservative entity. It's kind of a middle of the road to liberal. Yeah, it is liberal. Online magazine. Lawmakers and their aides may get Obamacare exemption.
Really?
Congressional leaders in both parties are engaged in high-level confidential talks about exempting lawmakers and Capitol Hill aides from the insurance exchanges they're mandated to join as part of President Obama's health care overhaul.
Wait, I thought that they already had coverage.
Sources say, oh, they do, but Phil, this would change with Obamacare.
Huh.
Yes, the point here is that they have coverage. A Cadillac plan, if you will,
sure.
And they want to keep it.
Oh, okay. Now I think I understand what direction this is going.
Yes. A source close to the talks, I mean, you'd think it's Middle East negotiations or something, says everybody has to hold hands on this and jump or nothing's going to get done. Yet, if Capitol Hill leaders move forward with the plan, they risk being dubbed hypocrites by their political rivals and the American public. By removing themselves from a key Obamacare component, lawmakers and their congressional aides would be held to a different standard than the people who put them in office. Democrats in particular would take a public hammering as the traditional boosters of Obamacare.
Yeah, it's good enough for everybody else, but it's not good enough for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, not only that, Phil, we'll go ahead and write the bill. We'll go ahead and write the new law and tell you what your health care options are. But we'll go ahead and exempt ourselves from it.
We don't want to have to be subjected to that. So is this the congressional members themselves, or is this the staff saying, oh, man, we're about to lose a really good health care plan if we get funneled into this Obamacare pool?
Members and staff. Here it goes.
Well, I understand that both are involved. But did it come about because congressional members balked, or is it because the staffers realized, oh, man, we're going from something that's going to get really good coverage for us to something that we're either going to have to shell out more for or
get
lower levels of coverage?
Excellent question, and it's more the latter. There's concern that the provision requiring lawmakers and staffers to join the healthcare exchanges, if it isn't revised, i.e. reversed, could lead to a brain drain on Capitol Hill, as several sources close to the talks put it. The problem stems from whether Congress members and their aides set to enter the exchanges would have their health care premiums subsidized by their employer, in this case the federal government. If not, aides and lawmakers in both parties fear that staffers, particularly low-paid general aides, could be hit with thousands of dollars in new health care costs, prompting them to seek jobs elsewhere.
Pay more, get less.
Older, more senior staffers could also retire or jump to the private sector rather than face a big financial penalty. You know, Phil, have you heard the expression, and Brittany hasn't because she simply isn't old enough, you made your bed, now you get to lie in it.
I bet she's
yes,
heard that.
Yes, I have.
You have heard that. Okay.
Jeez.
I didn't think anyone under 40 said that anymore. So I had no idea if you had heard it. Okay.
Yeah, it tends to come with the territory of being a parent, maybe more so than others, but
yes.
Everybody's familiar with that one.
Steny Hoyer, number two guy in the House of Representatives, number two House Democrat, I should point out, has personally raised the issue with Boehner. Well, Steny Hoyer's a big, big fan of Obamacare.
He should be.
Oh, man. He loved Obamacare. Quote, Mr. Hoyer's looking at this policy to ensure they're being implemented in a way that's workable for everyone. Well, guess what? What was it? Some people said, you know, beware of unforeseen consequences.
Yeah.
Well, this is
the road
welcome
to, hell,
to the real world.
The road to hell and good intentions.
Welcome to the real world. You know, now I'm not sure where to go on this. The first is, you know, four words. Don't even make it five words. Don't even think about it.
This is like a Joe Biden moment
yeah,
over
yes,
here.
Really.
Hold on, let me count.
Or Hank Williams. The Three Stooges. Obama, Biden. That's only two.
The Three Stooges.
Yeah, five words. Don't even think about it. You know what my other temptation is, Phil? My temptation is, okay, go ahead and grant an exemption for every member of Congress and their staffs who voted no.
Oh.
And then let's contrast the consequences, the results.
Talking about making your bed and sleeping in it.
So I'm not sure whether I favor a partial exemption for those who voted no, which of course would never happen, but it'd be kind of good to just kind of rub it in a little bit.
That would show you where the bread is buttered.
So anyway, in case you hadn't heard, this is what's going on under the radar. Well, it's not under the radar anymore, thanks to Politico.
Is anyone else picking up on this story?
We're around here? No.
I meant,
that's why the John Carlson Show is so unmissable.
Local,
that's
yeah.
why it's so
local,
vitally important.
You're probably the first. Now, nationally...
Well, nationally, it hit Politico.
Nobody.
So we'll see. I'm assuming that now that I've talked about it, that you will hear about it on the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Oh, yeah.
Now that Carlson's broken that ground, now that that field has been plowed, I think that you'll see Limbaugh and Mark Levin jump in on this now.
Yep. Pave the way for everybody else.
I'm also on a few hours earlier than them. But, yeah, no, you can bet this is going to be a big story. It sure ought to be.
If this isn't getting some sort of network news coverage at some point.
Oh, network news coverage?
I'm hoping against hope, aren't I?
If you're just joining me, again, this is in Politico this morning. Lawmakers and their aides are seeking to get an exemption from Obamacare.
CBS and NBC probably won't have time. They'll be putting on this fired North Dakota news broadcaster who dropped the expletives.
You know, does that
4 seconds
really,
into his broadcast?
That's got to tick. You know who that's got to tick off? It irks me. It bothers me. This is the guy who was getting ready to...
basically getting his first TV job.
His first TV job.
College graduate.
He's in a North Dakota market, which...
tiny, teeny, tiny North Dakota TV station.
Yeah, it's, you know, like Yakima.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe smaller.
Maybe even a smaller market. And by the way, it shows, if you see just the quality of the... well, of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he is very nervous. And so he utters a couple of expletives mm-hmm. that would get me canned and sure. the station fined handsomely mm-hmm. by the FCC before he goes on, which is fine, except his mic was hot.
Oh, yeah.
So he's caught on mic saying that his first two words were
live on the air.
F-N-S. And this is caught. He's suspended and then fired.
And ultimately fired. The video goes viral.
The video goes viral.
There's social media campaigns. Give him his job back. And so, are you kidding me?
Yeah, give him his job back. And, well, here's the deal. Now he's gotten several job offers because he's gone on the Today Show.
Yeah.
He's on Letterman. Yeah. He was on, it's not Regis and Kathy Lee anymore. Well, it's Michael and Kelly, isn't
Mike
it?
Mike Strahan. There we go, yeah.
Yeah, Michael and Kelly. He was on their show. So this guy is an amateur, and this guy is reckless, and he's vulgar.
Yeah.
Amateur, reckless, vulgar. What's that your ticket to? National TV.
Yeah, 15 celebrity minutes of celebrity, them. Yeah. This is like Cosmo Kramer on Seinfeld. He fails into success.
And we'll probably have a reality show here pretty soon.
Yeah, really?
and so he's on Letterman, and he actually... Letterman's trying to get him his job back in Bismarck. And he says, so are you going to take your job back if they give it to you? And this guy, this A.J. Clemente, who, again, is not ready for prime time, if you see him and hear him and listen to him, he says, well... I don't know. I mean, if ESPN calls, and there's like nervous laughter from the audience, and to his credit, David Letterman says, hey, listen, I'm trying to get you your job back. ESPN ain't calling. That ain't going to happen. Yeah. You're headed back to Bismarck.
Yeah, if you're lucky, you're headed back to Bismarck.
And he'd be lucky to. I mean, this is the way, of course, that people make it in TV these days. They graduate from college, and you know, get their chops, work in a small TV market, and work their way up. And that's what this guy was hoping to do. But it bugs me.
Yeah, it annoys the heck out of me too.
There's so many hard working young men and women who are, you know, professional. They're working hard. And this guy is the one getting all the national TV.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, in an instant of stupidity, he's the one that gets all this celebrity treatment hoisted upon him.
So, anyway, you got 17 minutes after 5 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Toll-free line is 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. Yes, we're going to get to Boston here in just a second, but I just wanted to lead off with that story that there's talk in Congress below the radar, not anymore thanks to Politico, that members of Congress and their congressional aides are seeking to get an exemption from the Obamacare law that they rammed through in complete contravention to public will, because they say, well, we're concerned that a lot of our employees may end up leaving and may no longer find Congress as an attractive place to work. Well, like I said before, you know, this is what you wanted for the rest of the country. Live with it yourself. Let us get to the phones here. Laura's calling from Auburn. Good morning, Laura.
Hi. I have a question. What jobs are these people going to jump to that aren't underneath the insurance mandate? They're not getting away from anything if they lose those jobs.
Well, the way it works for Congress is that Congress will participate in the insurance exchanges. Which is, you know, they won't have their Cadillac plan. They will select a government approved plan from the healthcare exchanges, and there's a controversy, or rather a question, as to whether the federal government will subsidize the choice that they make, Laura. And if the federal government does, which Congressman Henry Waxman, key Obamacare architect, contends, then there will be no additional cost to congressmen or their aides on Capitol Hill. But if the federal government does not, then Steny Hoyer, number two Democrat in the House, will be correct, and it will cost thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses.
Well, that isn't even fair to the normal person that gets hit upside the head with all this, these regulations.
Yeah, no.
I mean, why shouldn't they reap what they've sown?
That is exactly why they cannot be allowed an exemption, why they need to do this. They need to live in the world they're carving out for everyone else. Now, personally, I think it is 50-50 that Obamacare will implode. That eventually, just the financial implausibility of Obamacare will cause its collapse. And it might be quickened by big Republican gains in next year's congressional elections in the House and Senate, especially if Republicans take the Senate. Then there will be overwhelming pressure to just repeal Obamacare. It'll never, you know, happen in the next few years with Obama there to stop it. But it could very much be a big issue in the 2016 election. Until that time, I think Congress has to live with these exchanges that they think are just fine for you and me. Keep in mind, a lot of people are going to lose their health care plan. The way Obamacare is designed, the way it's set up, the way it works at ground level is that employers are told, well, you can either insure your worker, and that costs about 10 to 15 grand a year per employee for the employer. So you can either insure your worker or pay a $2,000 fine and have your employee start looking for health insurance on the exchanges. Well, a lot of employers say, I'll dump my employees on the exchanges and, you know, I'll give them $1,000. So, you know, we're going to underwrite your selection of a health care plan that works for you. Of course, there isn't much to choose from on these exchanges, not a whole lot of variety, but that is why a lot of people who think that, well, Obamacare doesn't apply to me because I've already got employer provided insurance, they will get a very unwelcome surprise. Just as a lot of employees who were full-time workers are now being moved back to 29 hours a week, so they don't qualify as a, quote, full-time worker and trigger the Obamacare requirements. Any firm with 50 or more employees, and of course Congress aims at lowering that, you know, from 50 to 40 to 30 to 20 once they can get away with it, but they had to start at 50. So there's all sorts of unintended consequences and side effects here. Ben, Tacoma, good morning. How you doing, Ben?
Good morning. Oh, doing good. I just wanted, nobody brings this really up. I mean, Obamacare is nothing more than, to me, than a bloated government, because you see these judges all, oh, yeah, you have to pay for it. But it's just one big tax increase to feed this big bloated monster. What's your take on that?
Well, I think you're right with one possible clarification. And that it is not one big tax increase. It's about a half dozen tax increases.
Yeah, exactly.
On a whole array of things, from, you know, medical devices to healthcare premiums going up. Keep in mind something about Obamacare. We were told by its proponents that Obamacare would reduce health care costs. Health care costs have instead gone up. We were told that your health care premiums would go down because health care costs would go down. Well, since health care costs are going up, so are your medical premiums, what you pay for health care insurance and coverage. And we were told that, well, it's also good for the country at large because the federal deficit will go down. We now know that the federal deficit will go up. So, again, the unforeseen consequences continue. Like I said, if Congress tries to exempt itself from Obamacare, as they're talking about, it will blow up in their face. Boy, I'd love to see voters go to the polls if Congress did that.